next act, delighted to have this girl in the house. We're huge fans of hers here at the Ruby Sessions. Originally hailing from New York City, she's been based over this side of the world for the last number of years. She had quite a busy year last year. She was personally requested to open up for Jules Holland in the Royal Albert Hall in the UK, and also did a tour all over the UK with him. She's here tonight, and also she is doing a show in the Grand Social on March the 8th. This is all in conjunction with the release of her second studio album called Ula Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to love this. Will you please raise the roof at the Ruby Sessions for Galia Arendt?
Thank you. Thanks to the Ruby Sessions for having me. I love this night. Not this night, but in general this night. And so this next song has a little story that goes with it, and maybe a few of you know it. But, okay, so on the record, Ula Baby, I had the honor of working with Elvis Costello's musicians, and they're amazing. And I just moved from New York City, and I used to work at a hedge fund, which is weird. Like, I don't know what a hedge fund is at all, but, like, I was just, like, there every day answering phones and, like, whatever. So I was at the front desk because that was my job, and one day I got an email from Elvis Costello. So of course I died of happiness, and it was like the best day of my life. And we had like investors coming in, and I was just literally crying tears of joy. And then I found out it wasn't Elvis Costello; it was actually my really mean Irish friend Bob Toll. If you ever run into him, pranking me. So it went from the best day of my life to one of the worst. So I wrote a song about it, as musicians do. I have like a little bit of an obsessive personality. And so I spent like days at my hedge fund trying to piece together the bridge to the song, which is comprised of all Elvis Costello titles, which now that I say that out loud, I'm like a little bit embarrassed about that. But because I sound like a maniac. But there you go. I never tell anyone that, and that is secret information. Now you know it. So, here is the Elvis Costello song. You. Thank you. I was minding my own business as a daydreaming assistant, lazily filling out an expense report, when suddenly my email, it showed a name that made my heart explode. It said, from Elvis Costello. And Lord, I cried, God is now on my side, stars are all aligned. I never guessed that it wasn't Elvis's address, just your cruel plan to make me play your fool again. It wasn't even April yet. The entire office in applause and pouring wine in coffee mugs, high fives and goodbye hugs. I quit my job, called my sister, dad, and mom long distance on the speakerphone, and yelling, Elvis Costello will change it all. And we cried, God is now on our side, stars are all aligned. I never guessed that it wasn't Elvis's address, just your cruel plan to make me play a fool again. It wasn't even April yet. What a weird nightmare. Well, it was 25 to 12 when I got that poison letter. I could punch the clock right now for those few seconds of pleasure. That would all dissolve when someone took the words away. Couldn't call it unexpected. You're a boy with a problem, no need watching the detectives. When I know you're the imposter, you think you're God's comic, and it's a dirty, rotten shame. Cause what's so funny about tears, tears, and more tears? I cried, God is now on.
Canvas is a dress, just your cruel play to make me play a fool again. It wasn't even April yet. It wasn't even April yet.
You're listening to the Ruby Sessions on RTÉ 2XM with myself, Tara Harrison. This is the radio show based on the long-running gig, The Ruby Sessions, and I am here with the second act. This is Galia Arad. Galia, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Grand, not at all. Not too bad at all. We had Galia here, it was a few months ago at this stage, so you're a friend of the Ruby Sessions now.
Very close friends.
And so tell us, what's happening at the moment for you, Galia? Are you doing a lot of gigs like this?
I have a few gigs coming up in February and March. One is at the Grand Social March 8th, and I play at Pacino's every weekend for their brunch, like Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4. So I'm doing that, and you know, just seeing lots of great music or listening to lots of great music. And
who are you listening to at the moment?
Who am I listening to at the moment? Well, currently I'm obsessed with Frank Ocean. I don't know if I said that last time.
No, you didn't. So what is it about Frank Ocean that you like?
I just love, if you kind of get behind the meaning of his songs, try to figure out what they mean. Like, I just think he's so, I don't know. Have you listened to him?
No, I'm not as familiar.
Okay, so you should listen to him. I don't know. I think he's very kind of poetic, and he's kind of hip-hop and R&B, but it's really meaningful stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to check him out, because me and Galia were actually chatting earlier, and I was saying I'm very much a melody girl. I would always listen to melody. Sometimes I don't even get lyrics. I don't even listen to lyrics. I don't even notice them. But would you say you're a very lyrically driven girl?
Yeah, I wish I was maybe more melodic. So
we should team up.
New Gilbert and Sullivan. No. So yeah, I'm more lyric driven, I think.
I met you in London at the start of one long hot summer. Had no hunch of what was coming when you sat down. And as you started talking, I'm sipping on my gin and tonic, trying to listen, but just thinking just one thought. It was ooh la baby, ooh la baby, ooh la la. And as the night progressed, getting close but still no kiss, though you made me laugh so it kept me distracted. But then I felt your hand lightly brush up against my skin, and darling, all of a sudden, just one thought in my head, it was ooh la baby, ooh la baby, ooh 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 la ooh la London Bridge, that Atlantic gap, and then now look where we are at, Big Ben. Oh, he must be running fast. He says a year has passed, and I'm still singing ooh la ooh at last. My love has come along. There we went, our separate planes, knew right away on the runway, but this plane was not the only thing taken off that day. 'Cause then that night in bed, couldn't seem to keep quiet, and knew it was not quite jet lag keeping me awake. It was you, la ooh la baby, you, la ooh la baby, ooh 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 la ooh la la, ooh la ooh la baby, ooh la ooh la baby, ooh 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 la ooh la la, ooh.
So Galia Arad, you can keep an eye on any dates, on any releases. They'll be on the website, will they?
Yep. I'm coming out with a song that I'll actually play tonight called Hearts in the Heartland. It's going to be released on radio, I think, this month. You can get all my other stuff on iTunes and Amazon and stuff like that.
Oh, Brilliant. Excellent. We'll keep an eye out. Galia Arad, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much.
I fell in love with you for the 100th time. We were on the stoop watching fireflies. You said I love it here and just shut your eyes. Then I kissed you neath my Indiana sky. Ooh, yeah. Hearts in the heartland. I said, come on, let's go. I'll take you for a drive. We roll the windows down to really feel the summer night. The country station on, and it just felt so good. I sang with all my heart and I remembered every word. Ooh, yeah. Hearts in the heartland. Here's where I had my first kiss. And this is where my very best friend lived. And that barn is where we told all our secrets. And that dorm, oh God, I was just a freshman. Hey, 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 hey. Pulled up to the house, the one where I grew up. You turned the music down, and though I tried, I couldn't talk. It looked so similar, felt so different. The tears, they start to burn. Something about my innocence. We sat there quietly. In the car it hummed, near a mailbox full of letters that were not to us. Then you looked at me in the sweetest way. I had it good back then, but I still have it good today.